August 21st, Jeff Voth. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Jeff Voth is a Colorado native who has written three books that evolved out of his personal walk with Christ. He is the founder and director of an international men's ministry called Cave Time, which challenges men to practice five disciplines in their daily lives. On this date, in 2012, Jeff published Cave Time, God's Plan for Man's Escape from Life's Assaults.
Driven to succeed, a place to hide may be what you need. Jeff Voth was powering through his 10-mile run when pain shot up his left arm. What was happening? The question and a million others raced through his mind as the pain increased and spiraled out of control. Soon, flat on his back in the emergency room, hooked to a heart monitor and numerous other medical devices, Voth wondered how this could happen. A gnawing in his gut wouldn't quit. I was only 33 years old. Was I having a heart attack? I just felt sick, hopeless. I needed to hide somewhere. Voth was a self-admitted junkie, and performance was his drug of choice. Life was one big competition to achieve, to win, to be the best, to live clean, to do well at all cost. He believed that he had to perform to be loved, and he had to perform at a very high level, at home, at church, and in his relationship with God. As it turned out, Jeff wasn't having a heart attack. He was having a full-blown panic attack. He was, like many men, who for one reason or another find themselves in trouble, panicking and believing they had nowhere to go for help. They don't have an escape plan or any idea where to hide and collect their thoughts in a healthy way. They try to escape everything and run back to old, comfortable places. I became depressed and I began to have panic attacks, Jeff said. I went into what one writer has called the dark night of the soul. I would not have admitted to it before this emotional crash, but I really believe deep in my heart that for God to love me, and for that matter, for people to love me, I had to earn it. I spoke of grace, but I didn't accept it from God, and I did not extend it well to others either. What's more, I was the product of a culture that put pressure on a man to be a real man, yet did nothing to help him find what being a real man really meant. Voth needed answers, and he found them where he never expected, in a cave with King David. Through no fault of his own, David, who in his early years was the shepherd boy who decapitated the giant Goliath, he had grown up and was overcome by poverty and distress. He was being hounded by King Saul, who wanted to kill David. So David was searching for a safe place to hide, a place where he could find strength, honor, and cry out to God without judgment. Having lost all of his support systems, he ran to a familiar cave to hide. In the quiet darkness, David found God waiting there for him. Jeff discovered that David's time in the cave provided a clear message for men today, men like himself. The message from the cave built men up and allowed them to become the strong men God had created them to be. That message changed Jeff's life and the lives of hundreds of men with whom he has shared its truth through his ministry, Cave Time. Cave Time helps men in the middle of life's assaults by challenging men to spend time alone with God and build a deeply personal relationship with Him and find hope. God desires a real, raw, and transparent relationship, one forged in vibrant, truthful conversations in a cave. The scriptures tell us in Psalm 57:1, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by." Are you overlooking or ignoring the warning signs in your life? Are you in trouble? Battered by the storms that surround you, God is waiting for you. Find your cave, your place of refuge. Driven to succeed, a place to hide may be what you need.
Amen. Chuck Stecker here. I'm the teaching pastor in Centennial, Colorado at Summit Church and the executive director of A Chosen Generation. Today is August 21st. We've just heard the story of Jeff Voth. He has a ministry called Cave Time, you know, and he really reflects back on his own life, which, you know, it's our own experiences that drive us to some of the best things in life in terms of what God has called us to do. And I believe very strongly God uses those experiences, wants to use those experiences. But the thing that got me about this story was a lot of what I felt for so long in my life. And that was I had to perform in order for God to love me. But let's get to the source of this. Good friend of mine, psychologist, writer, men's ministry leader, Gordon Dalby, wrote a book, Father, Son, The Wound, The Healing, and Call to Manhood. I'll just throw that out. I think it's Sons of the Fathers now. But one of the things that Gordon found in speaking to men all across the country and around the world was the lack of the father's blessing to understand men that they were loved for who they are by the God, by our earthly fathers first and a heavenly father. But in his studies, he found that we often see God in the same manner we see our earthly father. Our earthly father was just there for the big things, and we see God as a big thing God. If our earthly fathers were very critical about everything that we did and we couldn't do anything right, that's sure how we feel that the heavenly father is. And you know, if it's one of these things where we felt with our earthly father, the only time we were truly accepted or he was proud of us was when we did the right things, and then he would love us. And you know, I did that in my life for a long time. And I felt that if I could just be good enough, that my Heavenly Father would love me. And it was in September of 1991 that God spoke clearly and said, if you'll just surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, my son, I've already made you good enough and love you for everything. That's all you need. And sure enough, I got down on my knees in September of 1991 in Fairfax, Virginia. And I said, God, it's all yours. I surrender, not just to the Savior. Oh, I had that. But to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This one's in your hands. I will tell you, life hasn't been perfect since then. But I know this. I have a Heavenly Father that I don't have to perform for. That on my worst day, He loves me as much as He ever has. And there's nothing I can do to make him love me more. And there's nothing I can do that will make him love me less. But you got to make that decision for yourself. Are you willing to get down on your knees and say, Father, I surrender not just to my Savior, but to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Take my life and make it yours. In Jesus' name.